Well, it all started as a joke. Jane had asked Mr. Ace and Neil to cheer up Cokie by telling some jokes. So Neil laughingly said, who was that lady I saw you with last night, Mr. Ace? Well, that's all Jane needed to start her worrying about an unknown lady. In the meantime, Mr. Ace, unaware of Jane's worry, is busy with a new customer for the farm to which the Aces have moved in order to supervise repairs. This episode is in alternating scenes between Mr. Ace's office and the farm. But first to the office, where we find Mr. Ace, his partner, Mr. Neff, and the attractive lady interested in the farm. Listen.
Well, now, Mrs. Adams, first, I suppose Mr. Neff told you where the farm is located, didn't he?
Well, only vaguely, Mr. Ace. It's south and east of here, isn't it?
Well, almost. It's north and west, but I...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Mr. Neff said
it. Mrs. Adams, I told you distinctly it was out on Belair Road. That's northwest.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Neff, but you see, Belair Road means nothing to me.
Oh, you don't know the country around here, is that it?
I haven't the faintest idea. You see, when my husband was alive, he lived in Jamesville, 100 miles from here.
Oh, yes, I know.
My brother lives here, though, and it's really for him that I'm buying this farm, or thinking of buying it.
Oh, I see.
He's the only relative I have, really. He's just completed a course at the Agricultural College.
Oh, I understand. A scientific farmer.
That's it.
Well, Mrs. Adams, you couldn't find a farm better suited for your purpose. Not too large, it's still quite productive.
I'm dying to see it.
Well, we're going to show it to you, but I have some plans here of the place I'd like to have you look over first. Here they are.
We're making a lot of improvements on the place.
Yes, we're doing a lot of repair work and painting. Now, you see, here's a general layout of the place. This is the farmhouse itself here, bungalow. Runs all the way back here. This is the roadway leading up to the house. It's nicely gardened.
I'm afraid you're wasting your time showing me this blueprint. It speaks to me.
Well, I thought you'd get a general impression.
Oh, I have an idea. My brother would understand all this. He literally eats up figures and drawings. Why can't you come to dinner tonight and show it to him? Are you too, Mr. Neff?
Well, I'll be delighted. Dinner, I...
I'm at the Terrace Hotel. I'll have Bud there. Then you two men and he can pour over these things to your heart's content.
Yeah, that'll be very nice.
Well, now, I don't know. You see, I usually go home to dinner, and I don't know...
Oh, nonsense. Can't you call up and let your wife know you're staying downtown?
Well, yes, I guess I could call.
Well, that's settled, then. Shall we say at 7?
At 7 will be fine. We'll be there.
I must be running, really. I have some shopping to do. See you then this evening.
Yes, thank you. We'll be there.
And don't forget to bring along those new things. Goodbye, Mr.
Ace. Goodbye, Mrs. Adams. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, and I hope you'll be able to buy your farm.
I hope so.
Goodbye, Mr.
Adams. Goodbye, Mrs. Adams. See you tonight.
I didn't know she had a brother we had to sell.
What of it? I'm not ashamed of that farm. It's one of the finest places out that way.
Oh, yes, I know, Mr. Neff. It's not that. It's just that you didn't tell me. You just said a widow with some money.
Now, don't worry. You'll tell her brother tonight at dinner.
Well, and that's another thing. I always go home to dinner.
Well, it don't hurt to miss one night. This is business, man. If we can sell this farm, we'll make some real money.
Yes, I know that. Well, I guess I better call up Mrs. Ace and tell her I won't be there for dinner.
Yes, you better do that. But not a word now about this customer.
Oh, I won't.
Don't even let her know we have a deal on. I don't want to take any chances of losing this customer like you did that last one on account of her.
Don't worry. I told you, Mr. Neff, that I... 496 Party J. Yes, thank you. It's going to be a surprise to her, am I not coming home to dinner? I don't think I ever missed a night.
Well, it's business. Don't tell her what the business is.
Oh, I understand about that. Yes, operator, this is E4022. Yes. Hello, Jack. Oh, is that Laura? Call Mrs. A to the phone, please. This is Mr. A. Yes. Oh, that girl we've got there. Brilliant girl. That
college girl?
No, I was just kidding. Hello, Jane. I won't be able to get home for dinner this evening. No, not that I'll be late for dinner. I'm going to dinner with Mr. Neff. Got some business to talk over.
Don't tell her what the business is.
I said with Mr. Neff. Am I sure? What do you mean, am I sure? No, I guess you didn't hear me. I say Mr. Neff and I are going to have to talk over some business. So we're having dinner downtown so we can talk it over. Yes, I know it's no trouble to put on a plate for one more, but I tell you, we have to be alone. So don't worry if I'm late.
Oh, I see. You want to be alone. Well, you said you want to be alone. Oh, business, huh? Yes, I see. Well, goodbye, then.
What is it, Mom?
What?
You look kind of worried. Is something the matter?
Worried? Who looks worried. I look worried.
Well, I thought it was bad news or something.
Oh, you mean the telephone. Oh, well, what was that he told me? Oh, yes, Miss Grace won't be home for dinner tonight, Laura, so just set the table for Betty and Marge and Pokey.
Yes, and you mean?
Well, I won't eat dinner tonight.
You won't eat dinner?
Well, no, because this is the first time he's ever called up and said he won't be home for dinner. I don't think I'll eat without him.
Oh, I see, ma'am.
I'll probably eat a little smack if I get hungry.
Yes, ma'am. I guess you'll get used to it, ma'am.
Get used to what?
The mister calling up and saying he won't be home for dinner.
What do you mean, get used to it?
Well, ma'am, it's like the people I used to work for before I came here. He was always calling up and saying he wouldn't be home for dinner.
Well, after all, Miss Grace doesn't always call up. This is the first time. He has some business to attend to.
Yes, ma'am, that's what that Mr. Winters always said, business.
Who's Mr. Winters?
It's him, Mrs. Winters, and she worked for them.
Oh.
One week he didn't come home for dinner all week.
All week? Was business that good?
Oh, business.
What?
And she was so nice. Honest, the things you said from him. I don't see how she did it. But she's happy now. Since she married again.
Married again?
Yes, ma'am. I left just after the divorce.
Divorce?
Yes, ma'am. It was all for the best, I guess. Ma'am, you should have heard some of the things I heard, the way they used to fight. Why, one night,
Laura, don't be a rattletale.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I just thought you might be interested.
Well, just this once, then.
What happened? Go ahead. Well, one afternoon he called up and said he wouldn't be home for dinner, just like he always used to, just like Mr. H did just now.
Well, Mr. H said he had some business to talk over with Mr. Ness.
Yes, ma'am, and Mr. Winters said he had some business, too. He always used to say he had some business. Well, this afternoon, when I was talking about, he called up and I answered the phone, and it was him. And he said to me, so he said, tell Mrs. Winters I will be home for dinner tonight. I have some important business. And I said, you won't be home for dinner? And she heard me. And she grabbed the phone right out of my hand. She said, what was that? And he said, well, you won't be home for dinner, and I kind of have some business. And she said, what kind of business? Monkey business?
All right. Gee, I wish I was go ahead, Laura. What happened?
Well, she hung up on us finally. Like she always used to when he called up like that. And then she went upstairs and cried.
Cried?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, we all felt so sorry for Cook and me especially, because the chauffeur used to tell us all about Mr. Winters. We knew all about it, and we felt sorry for her. She was a terrible flirt.
The chauffeur?
Oh, the other man, Mr. Winters.
Oh, some men are so girlable. Well, I feel sorry for her myself, and I don't even know her.
But like I said, ma'am, she got used to him calling up all the time and saying he won't be home for dinner. You'll get used to it, ma'am.
I will?
Oh, yes, you get used to it in time, just like she did.
But I don't think this is like her case.
Isn't it, ma'am?
No, in the first place, we haven't got a shelter.
Oh, no, ma'am.
So there.
Yes, ma'am.
The only thing alive is that he called up and said he wouldn't be home for dinner.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just put on one less case for dinner, ma'am.
Yes, I guess you. Laura?
Yes, ma'am.
What did Mrs. Winters finally do?
She divorced him, ma'am, like I told you.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean, did she ever find out any more about her?
Oh, yes, ma'am. She was very clever. The way she did it, I mean.
What did she do?
Well, one day she called him up and disguised her voice and talked just like some other woman, and she made a date with her.
She did?
Yes, ma'am. He found out who the woman was that way.
How?
He called by the woman's name. He thought he was talking to this other woman.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he did.
He called him up and talked like another woman, and he called her by the other woman's name. Is that the way?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, now, let me see. What could I say to him?
Oh, are you going to call
her? Well, I'm just going to find out who she is, that's all. How you do it, Laura? What did you say to him?
Well, I didn't hear him, ma'am. I just heard about it.
Oh. Well, I wonder what I should say. I don't know how to start it.
Well, ma'am, how is that? Guess who this is?
Guess who this is? No, he doesn't like it when I do that. Besides, he might know who he is, too. I don't want it to sound like me.
Well, I guess some of them say, Hello, tall, dark, and handsome.
Hello, tall, dark, and handsome. No, that doesn't sound like him now. I'm going to make it the hello, tall, blonde, and fairly good-looking. How's that?
I think he might recognize your voice more.
Well, I'll say it real low, then.
Hello, tall, blonde, and fairly good-looking. When are you coming up to see me sometime?
Oh, that's better, man.
He is? Well, I'll call him up now.
All right, man.
Oh, I hope he's there. I guess he is. He just called me from
East 4022.
Oh, that's good, man.
Thanks, Laura. This is 49640J.
That's your touch it that way.
Yes, ma'am. I hope it works.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, I hope it doesn't.
Oh, I don't know what I mean, but I have to find out who...
Oh, here he is. Hello, tall, blonde, and fairly good-looking. When are you coming up to see me sometime?
What was that again? What did you say?
Hello, tall, blonde, and fairly good-looking. When are you coming up to see me sometime?
All right, May. I get it. What do you want?
May? Oh.
Hello? Jane. What is this?
Well, so Jane has a May to worry about now. Just what her next step is, we learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.